Brother Jimmy Castro, would you stand and open up the service for us? Amen. Some of you may and some may not know, but Pam's in the hospital. She was in the emergency room, and tomorrow they're doing a stress test. So you keep her in your prayers. We're glad that we have someone to help us out. And then we have Jeff Waycaster. Lancaster. It's awful to get old, isn't it? Yeah. Let's sing, shake hands with each other, make yourself at home. We're in the Lord's house. Okay.
Everyone stand, turn to page 14.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood. Your King, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Amen. We have a lot of sick folks, a lot of people in the hospitals, but we are more concerned, and I don't want you to think I'm not concerned about them. They're in God's hands. We've been praying about them, but we need to remember the loss. And I trust that you have this week, today, you've lifted them up. The evangelist will give us the word in just a little while. And I don't doubt one bit that he's going to give you what the Lord's given him. So you open your heart, set your feet under his table, and be obedient as we call the Lancaster family to come and share with us this evening. Will you? Praise the Lord. I don't think they've been here before, have you? Okay, make yourself at home. Yeah. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Glad to be here this evening. Thank God for another great day he's blessed us with. This is my family. I'll let them get calmed down just a little bit. It's my son over on the far right there, Ben Lancaster, my wife Elaine, my daughter Rachel, and I'm Jeff. And I've been blessed. My family means everything in the world to me. I've seen both of my children accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior through the blood, and that's all that matters to me. Amen. I don't care if I have two nickels to rub together in this world. I don't care if I ever see my name in a paper. But I sure am glad I serve a God that's able to save and keep us. Amen.
Amen.
You listen to words you pray for us. They're a little bit nervous, but if you like something you hear, say amen. You're not going to scare us one bit, believe us. There's a lot of familiar faces we see here, and just feel at home tonight. Amen.
Stop and take the time to look around me. I see the signs of His appearing everywhere. The things He said would come to pass are now before.
Get tied up in what's happening this day. You know, I'm sure the crowd this side has got a lot of problems that's hurt us this day. But I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? The very first day when I see Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, if I have any crowns or anything to lay at His feet, I just want to lay them to Him and say, "You're worthy of every bit that You've done to just die on Calvary's cross." If I never have a mansion in heaven, if I never got to walk on a street of gold, just dying on Calvary's cross for my sins was plenty enough for me. Amen? Amen. I feel good this evening. That wasn't the first song we were supposed to sing, but it was a good one. Amen? Thank You, Lord, for Your blessings on me.
For making the sun to shine, putting the stars in the sky, for flowers that bloom, the ocean so blue, thank You, Lord, for the sparrow that sings, oh, and makes sweet melody, the rivers that flow,
Lord, I just wanna Amen. Amen. Let's all sing that chorus together. You want to?
I just want to thank you.
Lord, ain't been good to you today.
Amen. Thank that you've done for me.
Thank you, Lord. I just wanna
thank you, Lord.
I just wanna
thank you, Lord, for making me whole, saving my soul.
Amen. Help yourself tonight now. Don't wait till Friday night or however long your revival's in, try to get in on the end of things. Amen. He's God tonight just like he is going to be at the end of the week. Amen. We're going to sing a few with the CD now. And when God saves us, he don't always promise us a rosy path all the way through life, does he? Amen. There's tough times and there's good times. But you know, he's always God, isn't he?
Amen.
He's always there. I know there's been some times when I've struggled and some parts and problems in my life. 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, there's no place to go through. But when you get down on your knees, aren't you glad you got somebody that you can go to and to hear your problems, no matter what time of the day or the night it is? Jesus Christ is right there to answer your prayers. Amen. You listen to the words of this song. Bless your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
Yep. There you go. Get in tonight.
Just looks, it's just
your heart. Amen. Bless your heart. Amen.
Well, I want to testify before I sing again. I saw Miss Bonnie, and she came over a little bit ago, and I grew up on their music. They were good friends with my mom and dad, and I know tonight that JT and my dad and my Uncle John are rejoicing in heaven.
Amen.
And I got nervous when I came in. I said, there's Chris. And it just made me nervous, and I thought, well, I can't get up and sing in front of them, but, you know, God gave me what little bit of talent that I have. And I'm going to use it for Him. We're not professional. We don't try to be professional. We're just a family that loves the Lord and want to serve Him. And I'm so thankful to have my children with me, because I know parents today that have no idea where their children are. And I'm so thankful that God has given me a Christian home, and He's given me two children that have accepted Him, and they're both working in the church, and they want to work for the Lord. And I'm thankful for my Christian heritage, because without that, I don't think I would be standing here today. I had a mom and dad, like Jeff always says, we were drug a lot. We were drug to church every time the doors were open, and I am so thankful for that right now, because I know in and of myself I can do nothing, but God lives within me, and He helps me each day, and I am so thankful for that. I don't know how anybody can get out of their bed in the morning, put their feet on the floor, and start their day without the Lord. I just don't know how they do it. But I am so thankful for all the blessings that He has given me. He's given us a beautiful daughter-in-law, and she's a good Christian girl, and I am so thankful for that.
Amen.
I just want you all to remember us in your prayers. We're just, like I said, we're not professional. We're just a family that sits around the living room and practices a few songs, so we'll probably mess up, but you'll just have to bear with us, because we're doing it for the Lord. We love the Lord, and that's what we want to do. So we appreciate you having us here, but just remember us in your prayers when you pray.
Exactly right.
But then things change, you're down in that valley, but don't lose faith, for you're never alone, for the God on God in the night.
Amen.
up on that mountain, the talk comes so easy when life's at its best. But it's down in the valley of trials and temptations. Well, that's when your faith is really put to the test. But the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong, He'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. The God of
this song we're going to sing next. I'm so thankful for the day that Jesus Christ knocked on my heart's door. And I had a pulling of the Holy Spirit told me I needed to be saved. I don't know why Jesus Christ chose me. I had nothing to offer Him. And He had everything to offer me. Aren't you glad that you don't have to buy your way into heaven? Salvation's a free gift. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight, you just don't know what you're missing. Trust me, there's nothing that this world has to offer that can outdo what Jesus Christ can give you. Amen. Listen to the words of this song. We'll do this one, then do an acapella and be done for the evening. But, man, we sure appreciate it. I feel at home tonight. I'll just tell you, I could sit right here and tell you everything God's did for me. And it would just amaze you the different things, the times that we got down to the point where when Ben was born, we didn't have two nickels to rub together. This is the honest truth. And I just got laid off at the mines, and she had just found out. Doctors told us that there's no way, your chance is 1 in 10 million that you ever have children. But you know, with Jesus Christ, 1 in 10 million, I'll take that every time. Won't you? Whatever your problem may be, I'll take that every time. And I'll never forget... worked at the mines, and we had just found out, took every penny we had just to cover insurance for her for 9 months. And I'm not a preacher here tonight, but I tell you what, I never missed tithing my unemployment check. I never missed giving God what was rightfully His. I'll never forget. I'll never forget the day they laid Him in my arms. I looked at that doctor, his name was Dr. Masahibi, and I said, this is a miracle of God right here, what you see. And I shouted all over that hospital that night. And after that happened, the bills started coming in. And you know how that goes. I still didn't have two nickels to rub together. But I'll never forget, I went and paid every bill. I went to Dr. Masahibi's office, and the bill was $500 or $600 that I owed him. And I said, I can't pay you all this at one time. I said, but here's just a little bit of money to go on this bill. And she said, wait just a minute. She said, I want to get the doctor. I thought sure that they were going to throw a lawsuit or something on me. But he come out that day, and he said, I remember you. I remember you, little boy. And he took that bill and he ripped it up in front of us. He said, it's ever been paid. I'll never forget the bill I owed when I was sitting back there where Chris was as a 13-year-old boy. It was a bill I couldn't pay. But I knelt at an old-fashioned altar. He said, don't worry about it, son. He said, it was paid a long time ago on Calvary's cross for you. And I tell you, I can tell you miracle after miracle that God's brought me through, but I'll never forget the day that Jesus Christ, like I say, I don't know why, what He's seen in me, but I sure am glad for the drawing, the night that He knocked on my heart's door and I accepted Him. Amen.
yours weren't, baby.
What?
That's fine. Oh, that's fine. That's, okay. That's a good one, too. We'll do two more. Amen.
What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh,
Dad, you say, you can hang your hat on that one right there, amen. Nothing can take away your sins but the precious blood. Oh, precious was that flow that makes us whiter than snow, amen. We'll sing one more and then a little chorus and then we'll get out of your way. I'm looking forward to some preaching tonight, amen.
How he came
so far from glory. He came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I, to suffer shame and such disgrace. On Mount Calvary took my place. And then I asked myself this question: who am I?
Who am I that a king would plead and die for? And who am I that he would pray, not my will, I may never know why he ever loved me so. But to an old rugged cross he'd go, for who am I?
Hey man, I'll never understand it, but I thank God he did. Don't you this evening? Appreciate you having us this evening, and like I say, I feel right at home. And like I say, if you don't know, I beg you, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your better, as your personal Savior, you need to meet him tonight. And I guarantee you, if you come down, if you take one step, he'll take the rest of them for you. We want to sing one little chorus that we started singing back when we started singing 2 or 3 years ago, and it's called Wait on the Lord. And I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I know if you pray in a prayer, wait on the Lord and make sure that sometimes when we pray a prayer, we want an answer just like that, don't we? And sometimes we'll make that answer for ourselves. But if we'll wait on the Lord and listen to him and stay in the, here's the main thing, stay in the center of God's will. If you get out of the center of God's will, he can't use you. I'm sorry, but he just can't use you. But stay in the center of his will, and I guarantee you he'll answer your prayers tonight. You listen to the words of this song as we try to sing this little a cappella for you.
Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart.
Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart.
Wait, I say wait,
wait, I say wait,
wait upon the Lord.
Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart.
Wait upon the Lord.
Wait
upon the Lord. I say
wait upon the Lord.
I say
wait upon the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for having us today.
I want you to stand with us, will you? It's almost time to change the order of the service. You join with us.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.
Standing, if you will. Aaron, you pray as Brother Stewart gets ready.
Our Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we just want to thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
What we felt here tonight.
Amen. Just remain standing if you would.
Bless you. Bless
I'm just going to get you right back up. 1 Kings chapter 19.
The help of our Lord. I just like for people to stand. I'm not the boss. Now, God knows. I'm as nervous as the singers was. You know why that is. Because what we're getting ready to do, God's got to do it. And so, but anyhow, I love the Lord. And I just, in honor of the Word of God, I ask people to stand. You might have trouble standing. You sit right still. That'd be just fine. I just... Something the Lord showed me to do. I'll not keep you long. I appreciate the singing. I do. You magnify the Lord and the blood, and I appreciate you. And I appreciate I've been coming here a long time. And I've been preaching a while, and I've just been coming here for a long time, maybe 27 years or something. I don't know. But a long time. And you all have always been good to me, and I ain't changed none. The doctrine ain't changed. And you'll see here in a little bit, I ain't changed. I still love the Lord. And but anyhow, if you'll turn to 1 Kings, all right, chapter 19, this is a very familiar story, but in the Word of God, and you've heard it preached many a times, but the Lord's given me a little different look at it that really moved my heart. Usually when you're studying, you have a big time studying, then it comes out good when you're preaching, so I'm hoping that the Lord will move on you like He did me. That's the book of 1 Kings. Look at chapter 19 and verse number 1. And Ahab told Jezebel that Elijah had done, and with all how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and he went for his life, and he came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and he left his servant there. Verse 4. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. Now get this verse right here. And came and sat down under a juniper tree. All right, he's under it. That's what I want you to see. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for I'm not better than my fathers." Verse 5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree. That's what I want you to get now. Under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." Under the juniper tree. Let us pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God, for this wonderful atmosphere, God, you've given us, Lord, to worship in. And Lord, truly, we come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And worship ain't about me, Lord, but worship is about you. And we're thankful, God, for the Lamb of God that was willing to die. Though he had no sin, he took our sins and took our place and died on Calvary. But thank God he didn't stay dead. Third day got up. Well, glory to God, because he lives, we live. And I pray, God, Lord, here tonight, Lord, that you'd anoint me. Everybody, I reckon, in the building knows it takes the anointing to sing or to preach, to worship. And Lord, I just ask you'd anoint me for a little bit. Help me, God, to preach to the people. Lord, you know my heart. I didn't come to hurt nobody. I love everybody, and I come to help them if I can. And I want to preach the Word, nothing but the Word. Go with us, oh God, I pray. I don't know anybody's heart in here but my own. And Lord, if there's someone here lost, sure would like to see him get saved. If someone's discouraged, I'd like to see him get encouraged. And Lord, if someone's fell along the way, I'd ask God, Lord, tonight, you'd help them get back up and get back in the race. And we'd be sure to thank you and praise you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I'd like to talk to you a little bit. Most of the time, when you hear about Elijah under the juniper tree, the preacher will preach a message, usually about being discouraged or being down, and that's true. I don't want to make that sound lightly. You remember what Paul said when he's writing his son Timothy in the faith? He said, "For these reasons I suffer these things." Now this is what he said. He's saying he's in prison now. He said this. He said, "Yea, and all them that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." So the child of God, they suffer. Yeah. That's right, ain't it? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. So what I want to show you is this. Most people, if you're not careful, you'll let it get advantage of you. What I mean is, brother, I read this in Revelation chapter 15. Here's what John said. He said, I saw a clear sea, a crystal sea mingled with fire, and them that had received the victory over the beast and his enemies. Now, brother, God has got the victory. Amen. Brother, thanks be unto God which giveth us the victory. Brother, there's victory in the Lord. I read this real quick. I read this in Ecclesiastes. This is what it said. It said, I saw servants upon horses and princes walking on the ground. Well, what's wrong with that picture? Well, what's wrong with that picture is that's backwards. I mean, the princes should be the one on the horses and the servants should be the one walking on the ground. What he's saying is we're the children of the king. Hey, behold, what manner of love had the Father bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Brother, listen. These words, Jesus said, I speak to you that you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, brother, he said, our joy is our strength. Now, what I want to show you is, yes, you can be depressed. Yes, you can be disappointed. Yes, it's real. Brother, listen. Matter of fact, you know what? Oh, Jesus, when he smote Saul of Tarsus, the Apostle Paul, after he saved him, changed his name, and he smote him with blindness. And he sent him up there to Straight Street in Judas' house. And he said to Ananias, a prophet, said, I want you to go up there to Straight Street. There's one prayer. Saul of Tarsus. He said, oh, I heard about him. And he's a mean one. I heard about him. God said, I got him up there praying. Said, I unhorsed him. He said, yes, get on up there. Because he said, I will show him what great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Paul said, when he was in prison, he said, for this reason I suffer these things. Nevertheless, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor principalities. Brother, listen, I'm persuaded that God will keep me. Amen. Now, real quick, I'll show you something else. There's this woman, and she had this parakeet. And they tell me it's a true story. You decide, but I'm going to make a point with the help of God. She's got this Cherokee. It just sings all day long, sits and rocks and sings. And she named it Chirpy. And so every day, she's cleaning the cage out. And so one day, she thinks, I'll just get the sweeper. And I'll hook the end of the sweeper off, and I'll just clean Chirpy's cage with, you're getting ahead of me, with the sweeper. And so she stuck the sweeper in, the telephone rang, and she answered it, and she hears a, and she looked and Chirpy was gone. She sucked Chirpy up in the sweeper, and she hung the phone up, she took the vacuum apart, opened up the dust bag, and there's poor old Chirpy. He's alive. But he looked defeated. And brother, listen, he had dust all over him. She got Chirpy out. She washed him off, got a hair dryer, blowed him dry, put him in the cage. Next day, the phone rung, and the neighbor said, how's Chirpy? Well, she said, Chirpy's all right, but he won't sing. He just sits and stares. Brother, listen, he had been defeated. Now, real quick, just keep this in mind. There was a walleye taken out of Lake Erie. Now, this is a true story. They put a walleye in a big tank. They put the same water, the same temperature, and they put minnows in this tank. Now, this walleye, I mean, brother, he just filled himself, gorged himself on them minnows. Big old 10-pounder. I mean, he just kept eating minnows. So then, every day, they give the walleye minnows. Well, then they took the minnows, put them in a glass cylinder, lowered them in the tank. And the walleye come and bump the cylinder and bump the cylinder and bump the cylinder. Laid on the bottom of the tank, got up, bumped the cylinder, bumped the cylinder. Pretty soon, he just laid on the bottom of the tank. Then they took the cylinder out, put the minnows back in, but the walleye wouldn't go eat. Why? Brother, he got used to being defeated. Now listen to what I'm telling you real quick. God's people, if you're not careful, you'll get used to being defeated. Brother, I'm telling you, the word victory in the Bible is 12 times. And we got victory, thank God, over sin. Amen. God said sin shall no longer have dominion over you, for you're not under the law, you're under grace. Now, brother, God saved me. God redeemed me. With the blood of the Lamb, God's given me victory. I'm not saying, now listen to me real quick. I've been pastoring 31 years, all right? Now let me tell you something about a pastor real quick. Brother, Al probably don't tell you, but I'm telling you a pastor's life ain't always cracked up to be. I'm telling you, listen to me, there's just a lot of problems, a lot of things that happen. Let me just give you for an instant. Brother, when you preach the word of God, I'm telling you people, brother, it offends them a little. And you'll have opposition. Moses fell down and he asked God to kill him. All they wanted to do was go back to Egypt. And they wanted them leeks and them melons and that garlic. That's all they wanted. They wanted the things that growed under the ground. But God said over in Canaan, he said, I got grapes and figs and pomegranates. Brother, he said, I got those things which are above. And brother, I'm telling you, people will get offensive. You'll have stiff opposition. And listen to this. When one of your loved ones pass on, even though you know which way they went, there's a part of that pastor that leaves with them. Now, I'm going to let all that go just for a little bit because everybody suffers to a certain extent, but we still got the victory. Now listen to me real quick. Here's Elijah. I want you to see this, okay? He's a Tishbite. He come out of the hill countries of Gilgal. We know nothing about his mother and father. He come on the scene, and brother, he's a preacher of fire. He stood before King Ahab. He told him there was only one God. Amen. To him be the glory forever and ever. And brother, he told him that the rain was going to fall, no dew, 3.5 years because of the sin of Israel. Now notice this. The Bible said God took him up to a chariot of a little lake or creek there and fed him twice a day with ravens, flesh and bread and in the morning and flesh and bread in the evening. That told me that I don't need 3 meals. 2 is probably enough. Now listen to me. And so then he sent him to Zarephath and he sustained him with one widow woman. And then Elijah got on Mount Carmel and brother, he put the altar together and he put a bullock on it. And then the prophets of Baal done the same thing. And brother, their God was the God of fire, except their God was a dead God and he never answered with fire. Now here's what God showed me one time. He said, now, if you're going to have revival, you got to prepare the altar. Yeah. Yeah. And you got to get the sacrifice on it. Right. And he said, you got to have the wood in place. Yeah. Then he said, you dig a trench around it and you pour 12 barrels of water. Now, why is that? God don't need no trick. You ain't got to warm the water, the altar up. God can send the fire. Yeah. And God said, hey, everything you studied today, son, all the time you was by yourself, when you get in this church house tonight, you pour 12 barrels of water on everything you did. And you step back, and when I see you drenched everything you did, then I'll send the fire. Brother, that's exactly what God does every time. You got to sing. You got to practice. But brother, and I could tell you, I know what, I appreciate you. I like them singing and I can hear what they're saying and understand the words. I don't like burping into a microphone. But now listen to me. I'm telling you, brother. I'm telling you. Brother, God sent the fire. Now, Elijah, he prayed down the fire. He slew 450 prophets of Baal. And then he prayed rain. And God sent rain. And it never rained for 3.5 years. Well, then Jezebel the next day said, as the prophets of Baal, so you're going to be Elijah. And it scared him. And he run. And he run to the furthermost point of Judah. He run down into Beersheba. And when he got into Beersheba, he left his servant and he went into the wilderness and fell down under a juniper tree. I kept looking at that. Now, he hid under a juniper tree. I thought to myself, what is a juniper tree? I've been looking for 2 years to find. I'm slow, but I'm persistent. I stayed with it. I had to know what a juniper tree was. And I said, now, that's no mistake. Elijah got afraid. I've been afraid. I know God said, fear not. But just seems like there have been a few times that the devil scared me once or twice. Well, what happened? Well, God turned the tables around on him when I got my feet back under me. When I got back to Calvary, God just turned it around on him. I like it when God turns the table on the devil. Now, brother, listen. There'll be times that you get a little bit afraid. There'll be times when you're wondering how you're going to pay the bills. Brother, but God said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All these other things will be added. And listen, God can take care of us. Yeah. Now, real quick, I got Elijah. He's under his juniper tree. So I started looking at everything I could find. And I got to finding things like that juniper tree. It would had green foliage. Wasn't a tall tree. I kept thinking, why didn't he hide under a cedar of Lebanon? Why didn't he hide under a fir tree? A juniper tree. They said, well, a juniper tree, the roots make charcoal. I said, well, Lord, that must have been how that angel baked that cake on that fire when Elijah was under the juniper tree. But then the Lord said, that ain't it. That ain't it, boy. And I said, well, what is it? I kept looking. I kept trying to find it. And then this old preacher, he said, we had this professor from a Bible college, went to Israel. He said he found out all that stuff about that juniper tree. I said, tell me. He told me. And I told my wife, I said, hey, I didn't tell her everything. Now, my wife's smarter than I am. But that's all right. God called me to preach. She's helped me. Well, she irons all my clothes and things. But anyhow, she's helped me with my sermon once or twice. She did help me with this one. I said, I can't find what I want to find. I said, this old preacher told me some things about that juniper tree. And I want to preach it. I mean, I want it to be true. I want what he told me to be right. And I said, I can't find it. I've been in every encyclopedia. I've been in all my commentaries. I've got 1,000. I said, hey, I can't find it. I got 18th century. I said, I can't find it. Well, she said, I'll look it up on the internet. Now, I know you all can work in them computers. I can't turn one on. And I'm not real smart, and I just ain't got time to learn that. Don't reckon. Now, listen to me. Fine. I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her what this man told me. I said, I've got to know everything you can find out but a juniper tree. She hollers downstairs and said, hey, I found out something. I said, tell me. She said, it's got berries. I said, berries? What color are they? She said, red. Scarlet red berries. I said, that's it. I said, you keep looking. Brother, that preacher said, when Elijah ran down there and fell underneath that juniper tree, he's under it. He said, that juniper tree, native of Palestine, it's got berries. Big, luscious, red, scarlet berries. I said, that's it. Brother, when Elijah got under that juniper tree,
And God looked down. Now let me show you this. Elijah could have said, well, I stood before Ahab. I was at the brook. I was at the widow's house. I prayed down fire. Listen, now please understand me. It ain't what you used to be. It's what you are now. But listen, Al can't have no church a-running. If you used to sing, he needs singers now. It ain't what you used. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying that it ain't necessarily what you used to be. It's what you are right now. Because when a tree falls, you know the book, don't you? I'm just saying this. I'm just simply saying it ain't what I used to be. It's what I am right now. If I'd have come in here and I said, I used to be a preacher, but a month ago I ran off on my wife, you'd have found out I had no anointing. I had no power in my life. I couldn't have preached a lick. I already know it. I've seen it happen to them. Now listen to what I'm telling you. When God looked out of heaven, because Elijah had failed, he run from Jezebel. And there he is in the farthest region that he can get and still be in Judah, south in Beersheba. And he's under a juniper tree. And in that juniper tree is huge red berries. They bear year-round. My wife's in a horticultural school, if I pronounce that right. Anyhow, she is the president of the bank. She just retired. She's smart. And so I said, you're in that horticulture thing. That's something about plants and stuff. I'm not real familiar. I know how to put manure on a garden and raise taters, though. Now listen to me. She said the berries will fall off, but another berry comes in its place. I said, well, glory to God. Because when God looked down and Elijah was under that juniper tree, God saw red. Thank God, God saw red. Hey, God said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Well, glory to God. The life of the flesh is in the blood. I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that makes the atonement for the soul. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Brother, listen. When God looked down, God saw red. God didn't see Elijah. God saw the blood. God didn't see Elijah was a failure. God saw the blood. Amen. God don't see us. Now there's another tree that parallels this tree. I mean, if you'll stick with me. And that's Calvary. All right? Calvary. Brother, listen. When I went to Calvary, when I bowed beneath the cross, honey, when I confessed my sins, the blood was applied to my life. And brother God, he can't see my sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. Honey, the blood washed away my sin. Created me a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. Behold, all things come to now. Now stick with me. You see, I want to show you something now. There's Elijah under that red berry juniper tree. Now that tree's got an enemy. It's a serpent. Now that'll preach, boys. Now stick with me because I'm not preaching hocus pocus. I got a wife in horticulture that dug this out of it. You said ain't in the Bible, is too. Did he say he was under a juniper tree or not? Amen. He didn't say a sycamore. One old boy got up in a sycamore tree. I know what a sycamore tree is. Now listen to me real quick. I'm telling you that there's a serpent called the brown adder. And this brown adder is an enemy to the juniper tree. And so this brown adder, this serpent, he is his point to sliver up that tree and eat them red berries. Because if he reaches them red berries, if he eats them, then when God looks out, he don't see no red.
Now, what are you saying, preacher? Well, I know the blood ain't lost the power. I know that. But I'm telling you, there's a serpent called the devil. And brother, he went up Calvary's hill, and it was his intent, brother, to do away with the blood. And listen to this. I'm telling you, I know you can't do away with the blood. But I do see people today trying to get in church through church membership. I do see them trying to get in, brother, by good works. So I say, honey, the devil is trying to trick them and trying to get them away from the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. All right, I ain't going to preach long. So, I said, well, what happens? Oh, she said, she couldn't stand it no longer. She's got it all rolled out. Down the steps she comes. She says, hey, you ain't going to believe this. I said, is it good? She said, it's good. I said, well, tell me. Tell me what it is. She said, well, when that serpent goes up that juniper tree and it's headed for them red berries, all around them red berries is needles, sharp needles. I said, does it say they're thorns? Well, she said, here it says there's needles and here it says there's thorns. I said, we'll make it thorns. Yeah, boy. Hey, man. I've been preaching a little while. I don't like needles. I got one back there a while ago. I don't like needles much. Pollen's got me. But now listen to me. I'm telling you, brother, that red berries, they're guarded by thorns, by needle. Listen to me. When they wove a crown of thorns and put them on Jesus' brow and shoved them down, I'm telling you, there's only two places in the world that they got them types of thorns. One of them is in Judea, in Palestine. I'm telling you, ain't like no other thorn you ever did see. Now, she said, all around those berries are these sharp needle-like thorns. And she said, they're sharp. And when that serpent gets up close to the berries, brother, them needles make him fall off. Brother, and when he hits the ground, I reckon he says, lost again. Lost again. Brother, listen. I'm telling you, when he went up Calvary, when he tried to sliver up the middle cross, he fell off when he said, it is finished. Right. And he fell on the ground in the dust and said, lost again. Brother, listen. He lost. He lost again. I'm telling you, brother, those needles, those sharp thorns, they're there. They protect the red berries. It's like the berries look through the needles and say, come on, serpent. Come on, serpent. Bring it on. Brother, listen to me. The serpent cannot get through the thorns. And she said, there's more. I said, what is it? She said, once a year, the thorns fall off. I said, oh my. Oh, she said, it's all right. I said, how could it be all right? She said, wait till you hear the rest of it. She said, you ready? I said, I'm ready. She said, it gets better. I said, I'm ready. Well, she said, once a year, the thorns drop off. And at the base of the thorns, they got something called scales. And when the thorn falls off, it makes the scale turn in. And there's a pouch underneath every thorn, and it's full of oil. And when the scale cuts in, it cuts the oil. It cuts the sack. Every time a thorn falls off, the sack's ruptured, and the oil comes down the tree. Off of the berries, over, down the tree. So now the serpent is seeing the thorns fall off. Up the tree goes. When he gets close to the berries, there's the oil. And thank God, he goes back. He can't get up. He falls off and says, lost again. Yeah. Brother, listen to me. God's got victory. Yeah. And he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. There was a reason Elijah fell down under the juniper tree. It was because of those red berries. And when God looked down, he saw the blood. Listen to me. The devil. I read in Corinthians, if they'd have known that he was the Son of God, they wouldn't have crucified him. They didn't believe that he was. But he proved it on the third day. Now here's about how that thing happened. You remember, real quick. Do you remember when the chief priests, the elders, they went to Pilate, and Joseph and Nicodemus, and they went to Pilate and they begged for the body of the Lord, and they took it off the cross, and they wrapped it in spices and in grave cloths, swaddling cloth, and then they put it in a new tomb, Joseph's tomb, and rolled the stone over the door. Well, then here comes the chief priests and the elders, and they said, hey, said, we remember when he is alive. He said, I'll rise again. And they said, what we want some soldiers out there to guard the tomb. And they said, we want the seal, Roman seal. We want it over the tomb. So they had Rome's best watching the tomb, guarding the tomb. They had the religious leaders. I mean, here's what Pilate said. You set a watch. You make it as sure as you can. Brother, listen. They had the soldiers there. They had religion there. They had the crowd that was hollering, crucify him, crucify him. Brother, they had the government on their side. They had the people on their side. Not all, but the majority. They made it as sure as they could. Here's about how it went. The devil, he said to death, he said, death, have you got him? Death said, I got him. Said, yes, sure. Death said, I got him. Said, I got him. And he said, corruption's here. And corruption said, he's going in the nail holes and the side. He's going in the back and the beard and the crown. He's going in and he's going to rot him. He said, corruption said, devil, can you hold him? If you can hold him, I'll rot him. And brother, the devil said, I got him. I got him. And corruption said, if you'll hold him, I'll rot him. And the devil said on the second day, you still got him? He said, I got him. I still got him. And he said, corruption is going to rot him. And long about close to the third day, death said, hey, corruption, he can't rot him. Hey, the book said that the blood of the Holy One would not see corruption. The devil said, he's starting to move. I can't hold him. Brother, on the third day, he got up. He got up. Hey, he had the keys of hell. Listen, the devil ain't even got the keys to his own house. You think about that. He come out of that grave with the keys. You know what the devil said? Lost again. He lost again. Now you listen to me. We're on the winning side of this thing. We cannot lose. And you cannot win if you ain't been to Calvary. When you feel defeated, you fall down like Elijah did under that juniper tree. But you know, Calvary, that's the tree you got to fall down under. I just likened that juniper tree. I told you what was right. I didn't flare this thing up. When I heard about it, I held it for a long time until my wife dug it out. That didn't happen like in 24 hours. It happened in months. Months. And finally, she got a hold of it. And I said, praise God. I'm going to preach that out of Al's house. Thank you, buddy. I'm going to go to Al's and preach that. Only preached it twice. I'm going to go out to Mandad's and preach that one. That'll preach. Now, I'm going to quit preaching real quick. Listen to what I'm telling you. Without the blood might, listen. God didn't say take a live lamb. God said, take a lamb and kill it and crucify it and take the blood and take the blood and put it up on the lintels, up on the upper, listen to this, up on the upper post. He said, take that lamb and sacrifice it in the basin. I'm going to hold the blood. Let me tell you what the basin is. Down in Egypt, when they had strong winds and rains, they built a basin in front of all the doors, a basin. Sounds like, well, the old people, you know, pumped the water in the basin. And okay, that's fine. Well, this thing was a gutter. When the water was blowed up against the door, the water would go down in that gutter of that door. And it was called a basin. I studied it. Well, God said, you sacrifice that lamb in that basin. It'll hold the blood. And you take the blood and you put it, strike it up here for the crowns, and strike it over here for the hands. And then the blood in the basin was the feet. It just represented the cross of Calvary. And without the blood of Jesus, we ain't never going to make it. Now, there's nothing else you can hold on to except the blood. Listen to me. I know that we get in depression. And I know some preachers preach, well, if you was really had faith. Well, don't you think Elijah had faith? Huh? Come on now. Don't you think Moses had faith when he fell down his tent door and said, Lord, just kill me? He said, this people, there's a murmuring. They had him beat. God said, get up out of here. Moses said, get you 70 elders, he said, and let them bear some of this burden. I'm telling you, now look here. Depression that happened to you, you can't really control it. Some things happen to us, but you've got to know what the book says. You've got to know what the word says. And you got to keep looking. Keep looking up. Keep holding on to God. Brother, because victory's there. And victory's sweet and victory's coming. So you might be suffering depression. You might be lonely. Your heart could be broken. Just because we're all dressed up and look pretty good, showed up here tonight, don't mean there ain't four or five of you just tore all to pieces. I know I raised one boy wild on a buck, and he killed me. I mean, I had to preach for years with him doing all he was doing. I mean, it just tore my heart out. And I pastor a church, and I've had at least a dozen of them hated my guts. And instead of leaving, they just sit right there on me, year after year after year after year after year. What do you think about it, preacher? Well, you got to love them. You got to love them. You mean that happens? Well, I figure there's a few of you in here. They say to me, they say, you must be one of them preachers that think you're the only ones going to heaven. I said, I'm worse than that. I think all of us ain't going to go. That's what I think. Now, I've been a little tough on you, I guess. But it does take the blood. It does. And things does happen, and we do get down. I mean, we're like Chirpy. We've been defeated. We're still, but we can't sing. We hung our harps up. Now listen to me. You can get out of that. Just hold on and wait on God. And if you're here tonight and you've never been to Calvary, you can't work your way in. You've got to have a born-again experience. We want to see you come as we stand. Al, you come. That's what we want to do. That's what we want to do. You feel like falling down underneath the juniper tree? You got problems here tonight, and you don't got no answers? Listen to me. Just fall down under that juniper tree, would you? I mean, just come. Fall under Calvary. Let the load off. Take the load off tonight. Call on God. Get this thing fixed up. You're here lost without God? Come pray with me. I can help you pray. Amen. I can't save you, Amen. But I can help you get the door open. Yeah. As we sing.
Ready, brother? Sing on. You heard the message. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm glad the Lord laid it on his heart to preach it to us. So we can learn and rejoice with it. Sing on. You heard the message. We give you an invitation. He'll pray with you. There'll be others who'll come and pray with you. Go ahead. How about it? How about it? You need help?
He's all I need. When I just need someone to talk to.
How about it?
He's always there to hear my prayers. Each time I've called him, all my needs he supplies, my thirsty soul he satisfies. He's my everything, and he's all I need.
Did needing help, we offered, never heard no more from him. What can you do? We'll keep on praying. We keep on praying. Got another one, buddy? Same one. You don't? Okay. Chris, we want to sing one more verse or two. You heard such a powerful message, and I'm glad. I praise the Lord that he puts it down to my level where I can understand it and digest it. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what. Several years back, probably this kind of message, they would have lined the altar. That's who we sing, Chris. Go ahead. I invite you to come. Church. Church member.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior.
And I want to say this to you. Remember Judy Bob Good? She said, Al, I probably have to miss a lot. You know, the situation with Bob and Joy, their sickness. So you remember them. And there's others that we need to remember. But invite someone. Pray. Call someone. Go visit them. They need to hear the message of the Lord. And then, also, all week, I'm sure that they're recording these messages. And if you want to have a particular message, you write it out there on the book, and we'll get the message to you. Okay, Robbie? You remember Emma's mother-in-law, and he called and said, I won't be probably be, she lives in Buffalo, and it's probably night after night they've looked for, not the last two mornings, so you remember them. Robbie?
As you know, we asked the junior high and high school class to come out tonight and bring friends with them, gave them a challenge, and don't know who all's here. So if you're in junior high or high school, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, if you would come up front so we can see you and thank you. I appreciate you coming out. Everybody come on up. Not a lot of kids this age want to be in church on Monday night. But look at this.
They listen,
and they take it in. They take in everything. So we appreciate them. I appreciate them. Appreciate you for bringing them. But you guys, we're proud of you. Glad I can say that I get to worship with you.
Amen.
Glad to say that you're my friends. I'm proud of you.
In this corner, I might have upset this young man. I guess he thought I was a little wild, you know, but that's just me. All hearts and minds clear.
Who's before you dismiss, I want to let the church know that Jordan Mack in the hospital this morning. Her order monitor, her pulse in the blood was way down. They want to monitor tonight to head her off with some medicine. And probably tomorrow, if they don't come back, that's the problem. She's in back to trouble.
So you have her at Jackson Dental, and she might be going to Charles. Okay, keep that in mind.
And also, I've had a lot of people ask me about Colby. He'll be an adult tomorrow. And that's a real blessing. They need specific prayer right now. He's going to the doctor on Wednesday. They want to pull that baby tube, but they have to introduce him to a bottle. So specific prayer right now is for his mind to be able to know to suck the bottle, because he's eating through a tube right now. And he has a hernia. And when he gets upset, the hernia swells and gets really hard. And they can't operate on him because they say he won't make it through the hernia surgery. But if you could pray specifically this week for Colton, for the hernia and for the feeding tube, I'd sure appreciate it.
Anybody else? Look around. Pray for those that aren't here tonight that normally come. Come back tomorrow. Invite somebody that's not here. Bring somebody that's not here. God's going to meet us. And if we bring the lost, they can meet God. We're not going to dismiss. We're not going to pray to dismiss. We're going to keep this spirit. Take this home with you. Take it to work, school, wherever you go tomorrow, and invite people back. You're dismissed.